Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm Megan,
co-founders of the Restful Project. The Restful Project helps each woman identify how to love God and her people with all her heart. We equip her with the ability to remove distractions so she can focus and live fully in the here and now.
The Restful Project is based upon the biblical concepts of practicing Sabbath rest so we can experience the fullness of shalom, peace, wholeness, blessing, and connection to Christ and Christ followers.
Hey friends, and welcome to our very first episode of the Restful Project podcast.
Yay!
We're so excited. We've been talking about doing this for a while.
Yes,
yeah.
We have.
We have been thinking about a podcast really since we began Restful back in 2020, right?
Yes. Who starts something during a pandemic?
I mean, us. We're crazy. but really, we started this before the pandemic. We had been thinking about it and praying about the Restful Project, and we didn't even have a name for it back then. We just said we needed rest, right?
Yes, Kristen and I have a history together. We go to the same church, and we have done many Bible studies together.
Many Bible studies.
And so we just decided that we wanted to put a little more of our efforts into helping women find space and rest in their lives. Because that's something we need as well.
Yeah.
So we talked and decided that we wanted to create something where women could come and get ideas and tips and incorporate rest into their lifestyle.
Yeah.
So our mission, we kind of centered around one word, and it's shalom. And it's a Jewish word that's a greeting for meetings and partings and simply means peace.
And it took us a second to actually get shalom the right way. We even Googled, like, how do you say shalom?
We had a southern twang.
We had a southern twang to it.
But it just, it reminded us we wanted peace for our lives and our families and our workspaces and our friendships. And not just a superficial peace, but a deep peace that comes from resting in the Father. And so that's how the Restful Project was born.
Yes.
And so we started with a circle of friends, and we created seasonal guidebooks that we incorporated the seasons in. And something cool is we follow the liturgical calendar.
That's right.
Some people don't know what the liturgical calendar is, but it's the Christian calendar that actually starts with the first day of Advent.
Yes. And P.S. Megan is a huge history buff, and so she has taught me so much about the liturgical calendar, and it's really cool how we incorporate it, and it starts with Advent, like you
said. Right, and so it just is a way to incorporate some meaningful practices and scripture and seasons into our Restful Project. And so we created our guides, and then we also do some fun events. We try to do a seasonal dinner and devotional.
Yep.
That helps us prepare our mind for the season ahead.
And we also eat really yummy food.
We do.
So we love that.
We also do rest retreats. We're trying to do them twice a year, where we start the new year and the school year off with some sort of time away from everything so we can recenter ourselves to Christ. And then we also have some fun things like Advent and Lent workshops that just complement what we do.
That's right. And it's really been cool to see people come to these physical events, but also to participate with the guides. You know, we get it that everyone is busy. And so they're on the go and constantly, you know, taking care of kids and family and work. But one of the things that we kept hearing from women was, I'm just so tired. And we were like, we get it. Raise your hand if you're tired too. Well, we understand what it's like to be in this season of constantly taking care of others, but also wanting to take care of ourselves. And
Not feeling burnout.
And how do you keep yourself going? And so we've done a lot of study about how, you know, when you're trying to practice the fullness of shalom, it also relates to your mind and your body and your spirit and your human spirit following your Holy Spirit, which is spiritual order in essence.
Right.
Is, you know, we can be really loud with our bodies and our minds can tell us things that we want, but how do we follow the Holy Spirit's guidance and direction for not only what nourishes us physically, but also emotionally and spiritually? And so we started to learn more about functional nutrition. It's one of the things that I've been interested in for a really long time, just about health and wellness, because I was like, how can I be a Christian and still be tired? And actually, it's pretty common. And so I wanted to learn more about it. And this word functional, it actually means useful and whole. So when we're looking at shalom and experiencing the wholeness of Christ, I just thought that was so cool about how the body is a whole, and we work with women to provide that guidance. And so one of the things that we also incorporated this year was an app to help busy on-the-go women. And it goes deeper into functional nutrition and faith. And in here, we really talk about the foods that we eat and what is good for all the systems within our body to help those function. So it's been really fun to start that and to get women plugged in there. And, you know, it incorporates food and sleep and stress and fitness and even toxic environmental factors to help us, you know, reduce inflammation and that burnout and that busyness that we feel.
And what's cool about the app is we also wanted to create a space that was a little bit away from social media.
That's right.
Because while we are social media users, we also knew that women use social media as a way to maybe partake in activities that depleted us from rest. And so the app allows us to have a distraction-free place.
That's
where
right.
We can dig just a little bit deeper without any temptations.
Yes, so true. And so one of the things too, though, as we said in the beginning, is we wanted to start a podcast. People have been telling us, you should start a podcast. And honestly, we just were like, okay, how? We need to figure out how. And also time. But we felt like because women are busy and they're on the go, the podcast would be a great way for you guys to get plugged in to what we're doing. And even if you can't attend a physical event, you can still join us in the podcast and some of our online activities to stay connected with the Restful Project community. And so expect these podcasts to be short episodes.
Yep.
Some will be just me, some will be just Megan, some will be a conversation between the two of us, and then we'll also invite in guest speakers on occasion. So we're so excited about this podcast, and we just ask that you go ahead and subscribe to it. So wherever you listen to your podcast, subscribe so you can get the latest episodes as we record them. So thanks.
Thanks for being
here. We're excited. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Restful Projects podcast.
When you join our seasonal learning community, you will receive weekly encouragement and seasonal wellness tips that will help you fight fatigue and live life fully.
Plus, you'll receive fun perks and discounted event pricing, so you're not going to want to miss out. Trust me. You can learn more about the Restful Project at our website, therestfulproject.com, or you can join our private Facebook group, which is the Restful Project Seasonal Learning Community. You can also keep up with us on Facebook and Instagram at The Restful Project. Thanks again. Have a great day. Bye.